This is a Triple J podcast.
I have some exciting news to tell you.
What?
So, you know how we just did an episode talking about breakup sex?
Yes.
I came into that feeling very cautious. I was like anti-breakup sex. I was like, it's messy. It's a bad thing to do.
I feel like by the end of the episode, we convinced you to do it. We were like, I reckon this could be a thing that you should do.
I also love that you said we, because it's true. It was like you and everyone else who contributed was like, you know, we, the breakup sex army said you should try it. So I did. I caved.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was really good.
What? How do you feel about breakup sex now?
I still feel kind of the same. Like, obviously, like, just make sure you communicate and, like, you just know what you're getting out of it before you do it. But it was really, really hot. And I kind of feel like it alleviated some of the pressure or tension that was there.
I love that.
And that's all I'm going to say.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
This
podcast changed lives. I'm telling you.
For anyone really listening, and then for us as well, Pip and I did spend the morning as well looking up breakup hair, which was another episode we spoke about with Alexis Fernandez, who basically encourages you after a breakup to change your hair. Because like she's a neuroscientist and she was like, if you change your like thought patterns and things that are comfortable for you, that will help you get over the person. Anyway, Pip and I may be doing breakup hair. Well, not me. God, you.
No.
Potentially me. Changing the hair up.
We just want to get you in a mullet.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other thing.
That's a breakage bleach thing. Peroxide girlies will know.
Well, no, yes.
And boilies and dailies. But anyway, another quick thing I just want to quickly mention as well, speaking of this whole era of change for me.
Saturn return.
Yeah, so there's this thing called a pink moon tomorrow, I believe, 24th of April. Today is when we need to write our intentions tonight.
And manifest,
write all your intentions down, journal, meditate, and then burn, I think, the paper.
Okay.
I don't know. I saw a TikTok. I don't know.
I was like, normally it's me talking about all the star sign stuff.
I know, you
are well and truly in your breakup era. You're like, I'm going to manifest. I love this.
I hate that I'm talking like this. This is not me.
I'm going to let everything go.
But it does sound kind of fun, like the fire part.
Oh, I love doing that. I'm like obsessed with like following the moon and okay, pink moon, 100%. Anyone listening?
Yeah. Get around it. Look it up on TikTok. Don't take my word for it. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Okay. This episode, Peep and I feel very strongly. I feel very strongly about this. Can you bring your partner? Like the people who ask, can I bring my partner? We are going to get into when is it appropriate? When is it inappropriate? And when you should just shut the fuck up and not bring your partner to anything.
And this is just, by the way, can you bring your partner to events, hangouts, coffees, group sesh, like whatever you're doing. Like this is like...
For people who are obsessed with bringing their partner to everything.
Literally. So we're going to get into it right now.
So the thing that really inspired this episode was Peep and I came across this TikTok.
My opinion on if it's okay for you to bring your significant other to our plans depends on two things. How formal are the plans? Am I inviting you to my wedding or am I just asking you if you want to get drinks after work? And how intimate are these plans? Am I inviting you to a big group activity or am I just asking you to hang out one-on-one? Let's start over here. If I ask you to do something...
Obviously... viral, so many views, so many comments, and it really got Pip and I chatting about it in the office. We were like, this is such a thing. Like there's everyone has that friend that always brings their partner to everything, or you are unsure about when you can bring your partner to things, when you've had like a really, I don't know, hectic breakup and you just want to chat to your best friend about it and they're fucking sitting there with their partner. Like there's so much to this. So, of course, we put it up on our Instagram.
Yes. So many people came through on the DMs, on the VMs, like Luke.
Yeah, I think it's pretty weird how it seems normal that when a friend gets a partner, their partner just kind of automatically gets first dibs on their time and then friends. Like, it'd be weird if you were constantly inviting your mum to hang out and come to events with us. It's going to change the dynamic. Are we okay to yarn about how wild it got in Cuda or not? Does she know you smoke? And, you know, I kind of can't keep awkwardly turning down you inviting your mum or just tolerating her being there because you care about her and you want her in life. Except it's not your mum. It's some bloke you met off Tinder. I do wish my friends and family happiness, but I feel like I can't complain about this or I'm the arsehole. And, you know, I'm queer and neurodivergent. Takes me a lot to feel safe. I don't have to put my guard up when I'm hanging around you.
He makes some good points.
Okay, when he spoke about, I don't know what your partner knows and what I'm allowed to share, that is something I feel so often, because your friends might share stuff with you that they haven't told their partner. And then the partner's there and you don't know whether to bring it up.
Completely. And also the part where he was saying, I don't want to have to put my guard up around you. Like, it goes both ways. So it's literally like, you don't want to walk into a situation not knowing that they're going to be there, maybe. And then suddenly you're just like, oh, now I have to adjust my behavior. Because we're all different with our friends, right? Well, hopefully you can be your authentic self with both people, but it's different versions.
It is different. Different versions of yourself around different people.
Yeah.
Someone messaged and said, my sister does this all the time. It's because she's lazy. Her boyfriend would drop her off, so she invites him.
Oh, my God. That is so stupid. I hate that so much.
Sorry, if your boyfriend is coming along to the girls hang out based off of you just being lazy, absolutely not.
I would be like, never take the buses, like get a train.
It was really interesting though, Pip, because we did get a lot of DMs about, depending on the dynamic of like, are you in a hetero relationship or a queer relationship? Because a lot of queer people were like, oh, everyone's just friends and like, I'll bring my partner and that's fine. But when it's specifically like, I don't know, annoyingly gendered, where it's like we're having girl time, we did get so many messages of people being like, I'm having girl time. Don't bring your partner along.
Yeah.
And Hayley sent us a voice memo about this.
So me and my two best friends all got partners within about 6 months of each other. So we're all kind of at different stages, but same stages of our relationships. And we just have this really great connection where we can talk to each other, honestly, about anything. And I think it's so good that we hold space for each other and we just take time to just be with us three girls. And I don't know, there's just things that the girls can understand, and I can say things and not worry about how it's going to be taken. And I just think that if you add someone else into that mix, sometimes you're not going to open up in the same way that you would if it was a bigger group or there was other people there.
So this is kind of what Luke was saying, like it changes the dynamic. And yeah, you don't feel comfortable sharing those harder conversations. We actually got a DM exactly about this from Cozzy. They said, they need their own friends. If they're always there, how can I tell you to dump them? Eye roll emoji. Which is true, because it's like, that's what girl time is sometimes. You know what I mean?
It's so true. Maggie kind of on that was like, not everyone likes your partner as much as you do.
Yes.
It's kind of, I have so many friends that have partners that they talk about like they're the best person they've ever met in their whole entire life. They're so emotionally intelligent. They're so caring. They're the best. They're so respectful. And then I meet them and they're an actual fucking thumb. Like, they're not.
Did you say a thumb?
Yeah, like they don't. They're like, I'm sorry, who is this incredible person that you're talking about? Because they're not in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand. That's what I mean. Like, people think that their partner's so amazing. They want to bring them to everything. And I get that. That's what happens when you're in love. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they are, like, the type of person that all your friends want to hang out with.
Yeah. I had a friend who did this too. And, yeah, her partners were just always so shit. Like, super annoying, just gross people. And she would constantly bring them. Like, all the time. And it was always a last minute question as well. So then you feel bad, like turning them down, because you like, you get it, like we're people pleasers. Like, we want them to feel comfortable, especially if they're a new partner. It's like, okay, we should like, I guess, bring them into the fold, see what they're like. But it was this literally the same thing happened again and again. And it was like, we could never have proper hangout girl time, one-on-one chatting about real shit, because it was always like, oh, hey, Devin.
And when they make really shit jokes, or they're like, some of my friends have partners that are low-key sexist or racist or weird. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's just a whole thing. Anyway, that's for them to decide if they want to date those people. But we did have a lot of people in the DMs saying that they like ride or die their partner.
Yes. Oh, my God. This actually really surprised me. But it was kind of heartwarming to see a couple of DMs saying this. This person here saying, I can go places without him, but I prefer not to do so because I enjoy experiencing all aspects of life with him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kirsty as well. I love my boyfriend. I want to be around him all the time. And he feels like that for me too. Some of you did tell us that you are the type of person that you and your partner just mold and become one. Like, you just, everyone knows that you're a package deal now, and that's just how you live. And, like, everyone will just, you don't even have to ask, or they don't even have to ask. It's just assumed that the partner's coming because that's how the world sees you now. It's like,
yes,
you're just a package deal.
Yeah. We also got a DM from Oscar about this. He let us know that his best friend always insisted on his boyfriend coming to the hangouts. Like, he was ready to leave the boyfriend at home, and his bestie was literally like, no, like, we love him, like, bring him. So there definitely are group dynamics where this really works.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, how much of it is, are you friends? This is where I sit. Are you friends with the partner as well? Are you in a group setting? Are you all friends and everyone's equally friends? You have a relationship with the partner outside of your relationship with your friend? Or is this someone that they've only known for a couple of months? Have you only met them once or twice?
I would say more often than not, it's that. It's like people don't know them, and then they start assuming that, like, they can bring them to everything, which is why this has irked you so much. This is something that you relate to. I feel like less so for me because I don't know what is going on. My friends just don't have, like, many partners. Like, it's like a lot of single friends at the moment.
Yeah.
So I haven't been as affected, but yeah.
This is really happening in my life.
Yeah.
Reese kind of throwing shade at us is a bit like, it's not that deep. Like, grow up.
I don't think it really matters too much. I think it's just a fun time to do social stuff. And if it's a small group thing and you don't want them there, just say so. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I want to spend time with you specifically. It's just going to be us talking about stuff. And sometimes you can go, hey, we're doing a thing. Do you want to bring your partner along?
He makes it sound so easy. Sorry, but
kind of what you were saying about the people pleasing, though, I feel a bit strongly in it shouldn't be up to me to have to tell you. Like,
yes,
you should on some level already be able to feel the room and know that it's not appropriate. Like, if I'm asking to catch up with you for a coffee, or if I'm doing an intimate dinner and no one else's partners are coming, like, I shouldn't have to spell that out to you and be like, oh, by the way, it's not partners. Your partner can't come. You should be able to look, or like, it's on the person to ask.
I completely agree. I also want to add as well, if I invite you to something, and if I don't say, oh, by the way, bring so-and-so,
yeah,
that means they're not invited, period. Like, I don't want them there. If I want them there, I will let you know.
You will let you know.
Literally, I will tell you. It's because it's like, it's my event, or it's, you know, it's my responsibility to, like, hand over that invite. I'm going to hand it over if I like the person, if I know them. If I don't know them, if I don't like them as well, they're not coming.
I know, that's kind of what Mia said about the not liking the partner.
Generally, I think if you are invited somewhere and your partner is not explicitly invited, it's probably because your partner sucks.
Preach. She said it. That's it. That's it, Mia. Your partner sucks. If I want them there, they'll be there.
They'll be there. You will know.
You'll hear about it.
Please do not rock up with your partner.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I feel like we got so many DMs, D, from people who were like, people always do the last minute thing. Or they rock up without even saying. Like, that shits me.
There were a lot of stories of people saying that they, had just gone through a breakup, and then all of a sudden the boyfriend's over with the friend when they wanted to, like, cry and vent. And, like, we've been saying, show, like, certain vulnerable sides of yourself. Mm. I do want to extend this convo out to, like, if we are debating, like, when is appropriate and when isn't appropriate, we've kind of been talking a little bit about, like, okay, one-on-one catch-ups or, like, small group hangouts, girls' night. What about certain events?
Yes. Let's talk about birthdays and weddings.
Yeah. Charlotte sent us a voice memo about this.
I feel like a lot of people expect you to prioritize their codependency over your genuine relationships. Like, if you've got a limited number of people that you can invite to an event, why would you choose their partner that you barely know or have a connection with over an actual friend of yours? It just feels a bit entitled when you're expected to invite a partner when you know full well that that partner would never invite you to their own social things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I rage?
Yeah, please.
Please, can I have the floor?
Opening up the floor.
I have a birthday coming up. It's like a month away, and it's going to be a small, intimate, special thing, like a lunch. I'm paying for it. I'm organizing it. It's catered. And I don't want certain friends' partners there. Mm-hmm. I just don't want them there. Mm-hmm. But the fact that I feel this way seems to be causing a bit of issue in my friendship group with yes. certain partners.
Yeah.
But also, speaking of different dynamics, there are some people's partners that I'm really good friends with. So they will be there. There's ones that I don't like, and there's ones that I've never really met.
Yeah. And then people play the comparison game where they're like, well, if so-and-so is coming, how come my boo can't come? That entitlement, like, get rid of it.
There's friendships that have ended over this, right?
Like, yeah.
And you mentioned weddings before. We did get a message about a wedding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were so many, but this one definitely caught my eye. Jamie said, our wedding was capped at 50 people. My husband's friend of 10 plus years refused to come because his partner of 6 months, who we had met twice, wasn't invited. I received abusive messages over it. Still haven't spoken to him since. It's unfair because we didn't even invite distant relatives. Yeah.
Where are people getting the audacity to be upset over that?
I know. And it's such like a weird assumption. And it's like, oh, fuck polite society. Like, you know what I mean? It just feels like people are doing it for like an image or to be nice, or maybe people are just stupid and don't realize like weddings and like catered birthdays cost money per head. Sorry, I'm not paying for your rando person if I can't even invite my cousin to the wedding. Like,
I want to play you this story for Rachel, because I feel like she is in a similar situation to what I'm in, or she was.
So basically, I held an event for my birthday this year, and it was a lunch out at a restaurant, and then we came back to my place for some drinks and nibblies. Then I think on the day or a few days prior, my friend had asked me if her partner could come, as he was visiting from interstate. And prior to this, he had actually, like, I had another experience with him where he'd been aggressive with me whilst getting drunk, and he still hadn't apologised for that. So, like, I know the audacity to even think about inviting him. And then, so I said no, obviously. It just kind of, I think, is a bit rude, because if your partner isn't originally invited, then don't even think about that. Like, anyway, moral of the story, I think it's a red flag.
How much is that a voice memo that we would have just sent to one of our friends?
It felt so real. I was literally like, yes, Rach. Like, this is like, we know each other.
So when do you think, if we looked at a scale of when it's inappropriate to when it's appropriate, where would you put in your partner's allowed to come camp territory for like events or like bigger group things?
Okay. So if I was to paint a picture in your mind of a graph.
Yes.
And there's like a scale that winds up as if the graph is peaking.
Yeah.
The more that you know the person, the higher likability that I will invite them, or I'm okay
They're
for
invited.
Them to come.
Yeah.
So if they were to rock up, let's say even if they were like kind of last minute or unannounced, if I know them really well, I'm still probably going to be like, okay, that's fine. No worries. But it goes the other way. Like if it's like I don't know them very well, then the likelihood of me wanting to invite them is very low.
I think as well, you did this for your birthday where you had drinks at a place and you said everyone just come because you wanted it to be like your close friends, but you wanted it to be a lot of people at one venue.
Totally.
So in that sense, you were like, yeah, everyone bring your partners.
Yeah.
So everyone kind of came, everyone brought their partners. You might not have really known some people's partners, but it was just kind of that vibe. So I feel like in those like event type situations, totally fine, right? Like
totally. I wasn't paying for the venue. I wasn't paying per head. And to be completely honest with you, I was literally like, I love to throw parties. I love bums on seats. I want people there. I want it to be pumping, bitch. So I'm literally like, hey, bring your cousin.
Bring your
neighbor.
Stepdad's brother-in-law.
Like whoever. Let's make it a party. Let's make it fun. The more the merrier.
Yeah.
But again, not an intimate setting. Drinks.
So would we say then, what do we think? Like, where do we sit on? I think it depends on your, I think this is what we figured out. I think it depends on your relationship with the partner.
Yep.
If it's like Charlotte and you've had a really shit experience with them, probably not invited to anything. Like, feel the room.
Yes.
So, feel the room. That's what you should also do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Read the room.
Read the room.
Read the room. And also I think it's the intimacy of said event.
Yeah. If it's a small intimate dinner,
Your
21st, a big event that you're like your mum and dad or whoever at your family and a couple of your best friends, unless they're friends with the partner, not invited.
Not invited.
Like, and don't ask.
I know, it's so true. Don't ask unless you know. Read the room. Again, back to the rule.
The
so what was it? The first one was how much do I like them?
How much do you like them? But how close, how long is the relationship? How long have they been dating?
Yes, that's a big one. How intimate is the event or hangout? And then thirdly, read the room. If all else fails, read the motherfucking room.
Also, something else to throw into that mix. Uh-huh. Has the person just gone through something that they might want to talk about personally? If they've gone through a breakup.
I think that goes on to read the room.
Read the room.
Yeah. That's read the room.
Read the room.
Read the room is a safety net for everything.
Okay, wait. I want to hear what Eric had to say. Because he DM'd us and I feel like he had like a good solution.
Yeah.
Communication's the big thing. Pick the events and make sure it's suitable for that sort of meet and greet. And as long as you're communicating and, yeah, kind of not stepping on your partner's toes but also your friend's toes, then I think it's a really good way to kind of get to meet each other's friends and get along in a healthy relationship.
Oh, so he's like...
reasonable.
He's like, bring everyone together. We did get a lot of messages where people were like, oh, it's bring everyone together. Yeah. Everyone should get along. Everyone should be friends.
Heaps of people were like, more the merrier, literally. We had that message like 3 times. But you know what? Maybe we should add something onto this. Eric was like, communicate. So again, have we worked out whether it's on us as the event holder to communicate, or is it on the person trying to bring the partner to communicate? Like, I don't know.
It's probably both, right?
I think it's a bit of both.
I think it's a, if it's like, I personally don't think that I should have to message particular people and let them know that their partner can't come to my birthday.
Agreed.
But I feel like I have to.
Yeah. Because my original stance at the start of this was literally like, if I didn't invite them, they're not invited. So I'm literally like,
I think that should be the blanket rule. I think that should be the blanket rule. But I think that you can both take some sort of ownership in communicating. So that's on the person to communicate what kind of catch up that you are having. Because if you've just said like, hey, let's hang out, it might seem a bit casual.
Yeah. But again, read the room. If you were really good friends, you would fucking know what they were going through. No, I'm kidding. That's actually too far. Okay. So is it 3 things or 4 things now?
I don't know.
It's definitely the first 3 and then the communicate.
Read the room.
Optional.
I feel like we've said read the room 50 times in this episode. Also, like we didn't even get to touch on this. It's too big of a chat. But like the fact that some people are so obsessed with their partners that they can't do anything without them is a whole thing that we need to address. So I feel like we should do an episode on, keep an eye on your feed, because we'll do an episode on like codependent relationships.
Yeah.
And how to tell if you're in one. Because when we were chatting to you on our Instagram about this, a lot of people were saying that they have friends that are in these kind of situations and can get a bit controlling. And how do you know when it's like something a bit more toxic rather than they just love each other so much?
Absolutely. Yeah. You've hit the nail on the head. So yeah, keep an eye out on your feeds. We'll definitely cover that in the next couple of weeks at least.
Okay, Illy, sorry for the chaos, sorry for the rage.
Loved it.
I just really needed to get that off my chest.
Do you feel better?
I feel a bit better.
Well, thank you for sharing with us as well on the DMs. You can join the conversation at any point at Triple J The Hookup. If you want to let us know a topic you want us to cover, a guest that you want on, or if you just want to have a little rant about anything.
Feel free, honestly.
Honestly, we love it.
All right, bye.
Bye.